Lawmakers on the Joint Finance Committee took up Governor Walker's biennial budget proposal again Thursday. Earlier this summer, they stopped meeting because they had so many issues they wanted to resolve. Now that the panel is back at work, some of the most challenging items remain. On Thursday, one of those was the Department of Natural Resources budget. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
The GOP-dominated Joint Finance Committee was voting on the complete budget for the DNR. And while Democrats urged Republican colleagues to fold in more funding to protect the environment, they really dug in their heels when it came to plans to reorganize the agency. Some 60 scientists worked in the DNR's Central Science Services Bureau before the last biennial budget. It cut their numbers by 30%. Today, 15 remain. Governor Walker's budget dissolves the bureau and scatters the 15 scientists to departments throughout the agency. Representative Gordon Hintz of Oshkosh, a Democrat, says the move follows a disturbing trend of centralized government control.
Natural resources are something that have been longstanding priorities in this state. And the Department of Natural Resources and the men and women who've worked there, we were a model for the rest of the country. I always like to use this example, you can't wait till it's too late on some of these things. And I feel like we keep getting examples where, if we had maintained proactive management of our natural resources, we wouldn't have these issues. We didn't clean the air in this country until you could see it.
Republican Representative Amy Laudenbeck argued that shuffling the DNR is long overdue. She says the measure refocuses the agency on the job it's supposed to be doing.
We asked the secretary to identify and document core functions, analyze the work, identify opportunities for efficiencies and ways to prioritize. And this is the result that we have. And I think that it will make the department more responsive, more consistent, and improve the customer experience, which is the public.
Senator Lena Taylor thinks streamlining and prioritizing the DNR will not result in a protected environment. The Democrat of Milwaukee points to a recent Legislative Fiscal Bureau report that indicates the agency is woefully behind.
The audit found that 41 incidents of industrial polluters, it took them six or more years for them to go through the process to review and renew expired permits. So that people were out there doing what they wanted to do without DNR actually going in and doing the work that they need to.
Representative Mary Felskowski rebutted Taylor's criticisms. The Republican of Irma says when a business is struggling, it pulls up its bootstraps and restructures. Why can't that work for the DNR?
This is a regulatory agency. This is not a feel-good agency. They are here to regulate and do their job. And having clear, concise lines and who they answer to and the same parameters for each and every division is extremely important so that those regulations are implemented fairly without being burdensome and yet committing and protecting the environment the way they're supposed to.
Emotions flared and sparks flew, but in the end, the measure to restructure the DNR passed 12-4. The committee will reconvene next Monday afternoon, and its topic, education, will likely carry its own fire. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.